issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you gotta brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you. Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the savior, he's the holy one from Zion. No more crying, wiping tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an excuse. We've got to rule and stop to go, we love to stop, we fight.
This is real life issues with Papa.
We were born to build a substance, but we lost it, but we're fighting.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We are born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it.
Hello, this is Real Life Issues with Abba. I'm glad to come your way again with a fresh episode of Real Life Issues. Today's podcast promises to be a little bit unique and different in the sense that of recent I learned something very, very important. God taught me something, and that has answered the questions I have had over the years. And the question is, why has God refused to make choice for man, even when he knows everything? Wait, let me tell you a little story and what God taught me. Of recent, I happened to stay with a friend, and in the course of staying with this friend of mine, we have another friend of ours who stays with us, and we're in one room, and we have a few of us here in the room, and we are friends. And so we came for a program, and so far the program has been going on well, everything has been going on well. But one friend of ours actually decided to buy some clothing for us. And being that I love this my friend so much, I decided to make a choice for him. He was sitting there, he was eating. I felt, okay, let me choose this particular shirt for you because I feel the other one is short. And when I made that choice for him, he retorted. Unlike him, this is somebody that respects me so much. But at that point, he retorted. He was angry, and I sensed it. You know, I was angry with him. God was actually teaching me something. That is to understand that we don't have to make choices or choice or choose for anybody. Especially adults. As a child, you can choose for a child, you can choose for a baby, because at that point they are unable to exercise their power of choice or their willpower. So I decided to choose the shirt, thinking that the other one would be too short for him. But when he got angry, I just picked up one or two things from there and learned and said, wow, no wonder God has refused to make choices for man. Remember in Genesis, he chose for adults, the adult called Adam. And when the woman actually was deceived by the devil, he blamed God eventually, that the woman you gave to me is the one that has disobeyed, ate the fruit you ask us not to eat. And other times I've been thinking, does God still choose for man? He doesn't. But at some point again, in the book of Exodus for so, I can't really please. God said to the children of Israel, before you, is life and death. But I implore you to choose life. So God is still placing options before us. No matter how close you are to Him, God will not say, you take this one. He will always place options before you. He will, because He knows the danger of making choice or choices for an adult or a man, as it were. So, you know, when it has to do with the choice of a life partner, other people seems to say that God made a life, made choices for them. I am not disputing that. I am of the school of thought that God can as well lead you to marry a good woman or a good man. But the fact that God will say you must be you and you must be you. No, I don't feel it is right to assume that way. God will place options before you to always choose from those options. And so when my friend did that, someone who so much respected me, and when he did that, I was not angry with him, like I said. I only said, wow, I learned a lesson that you cannot actually choose for man, an adult, you could. And so I've learned that no matter how you love somebody, don't choose for that person. No matter how you love your teenager, don't choose for your teenager. Take your teenage child to the market if you want to buy clothing for her or for him, and let him choose. Yes, because whatever happens afterwards, he or she should be responsible for it. Not pushing the blame to you that you are the one who chose this for him or her. So I am sharing this lesson with you so that you will understand that making choices for man, for an adult, is not advisable. It is not something you should consider. Give them options. Allow them to choose. Let them choose. And you know what? That it's in itself has a very positive psychological effect on them. Don't always choose for your teenagers. Whether they make the right choices or the wrong choices, whatever comes out from there, let them bear the consequence. Period. Let your teenage child bear the consequence of his choice or her choice. So if you're a teenager listening to me right now, don't always depend on your father or your mother or your guardian to choose for you. Make those choices early enough. Make the mistakes you have to make early enough in order for you to learn from your experience. It is when you learn from your experience that you're able to understand that you ought to learn how to choose wisely. See, one of the most difficult things to do is to make choices. And it is advisable that you allow children to make choices even at a very tender age. No doubt you will guide them as a parent, as a guardian. Do that for them. And choose. And that you help them. Because I've learned from my friend's reaction, actually. And I've come to realize that you don't have to choose for an adult. They revolt even when you're trying to make the right choice for them. So you see, it is necessary that you know this truth. I'm sharing wisdom with you. I'm sharing something you may not learn anywhere. Okay? So at this point, I want to sincerely thank you for stopping by. Remember, I said, don't choose for adults. Don't choose for a man. Make them exercise their power of choice, and it will help them eventually. The next episode coming up is the power of choice. So I'm introducing you to it. Expect a whole lot from there. I will be having a discussion with a friend of mine, and I believe you will learn from it. thank you and see you next time. God bless you.
Issues of life are like shadows that no one can run away from. It is no respecter of race, culture, status, and gender. So you got to brace up to face the man behind your mask.
Okay, you got to brace up to face the man behind the mask. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how high the mountain seems to be, you gotta keep yelling at it till it leaves you.
Life is deeper than the ocean, different people, different culture. Follow Jesus, he's the Savior, he's the Holy One from Zion. No more crying, wipe your tears. You don't have to be this bad, the devil's job is to make you fear. But with the panic crisis, yeah, the world is really darker. Only Jesus is the lighter, everybody is a fighter. But with Jesus, you'll be winner. This is real life issues, and nobody got an excuse. We've been going through the stuff too, but we lost it, so we fight.
This is real life issues, Papa.
We were born to really stop this, but we lost it, but we're fighting.
Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny.
You gotta fight, baby.
You will win.
You were born a winner.
We're born to win.
You're a champion.
That is it.